time has come for America to hear the truth.
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies.
A new world order. New world order.
Are you one of those that was an inside job, guys?
Well, at around 5 minutes after six local time, one of the engineering tanks went up to the front of the Branch Davidian compound.
That was the force of this blast. Ross Simpson, Oklahoma City.
Oh, my God.
That looks like a second plane.
Today, the government of Libya announced the death of Muammar Gaddafi.
Breaking news this noon, a school shooting in Connecticut. We'll have the latest.
Right to bear arms because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
And I'm telling you, don't believe me unless in your own research you can prove what it is that I'm telling you.
I can still see the light at the end of the tunnel shine through the dark times, even when I lose my mind. But it feels like no one in the world is listening, and I can't ever seem to make the right decisions. I walk around in the same haze. I'm still
welcome, everybody. This is Broken Man Radio, OrionTalkRadio.com. It is Tuesday, October 22nd, 2013. I welcome each and every one of you listening out there somewhere on the internet worldwide. And tonight is going to be an exceptional show. We have we've landed a great guest for the night, a fellow radio host, although he's probably been doing it a lot longer and a lot better than I am. But nonetheless, I don't even know. There's so many things to say to describe this guy, and I don't want to waste too much time because we only have an hour here with him. But Vinny Eastwood is the guest for tonight. If you go to TheVinnyEastwoodShow.com, and this guy is phenomenal. He's phenomenal. He's got he's on American Freedom Radio, Rush FM down there in New Zealand. Yes, he is in New Zealand, all the way from New Zealand. Our first guest from across the waters, I guess you could say. He's on daily, Monday through Friday. If you want to listen to him, 5 to 7 p.m. Central or 3 to 5 Pacific, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time. You can catch him anywhere. Go to TheVinnyEastwoodShow.com, and you can find out all. He's got a ton of links and a ton of archives. The guy's hilarious. He puts on a great show. And welcome to the show, Vinny. I thank you so much for coming on, especially kind of a last-minute thing.
Most radio show hosts are just a bunch of blowhards that will do anything for a bit of extra coverage. I'm no different.
Well, I tell you, it was kind of a last-minute thing, and hooked up through a mutual friend of ours, Kathy. And thank you so much, Kathy, if you're listening. I know she's listening. I do appreciate
it. Of course she's listening.
Of course she is.
Kathy wouldn't miss this one for the world, would you?
No, absolutely not. And I hope nobody else is either. I hope everybody out there is going to enjoy the show. I know I will. And if it goes anything like our pre-show conversation, it should be a great show. And by the way, real quick, before we start, there's going to be a little bonus on the podcast, on the Broken Man Radio. If you go to BrokenManRadio.com, you'll have links to the podcast. That's my part of the podcast, not the archives on Orion, because we can't play this on air right now. But Vinny made a very special meditation. It's like a meditation audio thing, and it's very soothing. It's very calming. If you're having a bad day, it's going to calm you right on down. So that will be on the podcast version on the BrokenManRadio.com site. So just keep that in mind. Those of you out there and that love to download the shows, and we do appreciate it, it will be an added bonus at the end of the podcast. And I do want to thank you for that, by the way.
Well, and also have the separate file of just the meditation there so that people can have it on a loop, you know, because when you come home at the end of the day, there's one thing you just want to say.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And meanwhile, since that we're kind of on that subject, and I want to cover that just for a few minutes here, but I do want to get into the Diane Reedy thing as well. I want to get your take on that, but first, of course, we're kind of alluding to the fact that there may or may not be somebody's name involved in this meditation audio, and I will provide that as a separate link as well, as a separate file on the website, so that those of you can love to download that, and you want to have that maybe as a ringtone. But Pete Santilli, this guy is a thorn in a lot of people's side, and he's definitely a thorn in your side. He's stolen a name, Guerrilla Media. When did you start that, sir?
The website was registered in 2009. That's guerrillamedia.co.nz. And Guerrilla Media Network was started in 2013, not long after Pete Santilli had a conversation with me on my radio show saying how great the name was, how I'm the creator of it, and then takes it for himself and starts up the real Guerrilla Media Network and even confesses that the only reason he's still running it as the Guerrilla Media Network when he would have otherwise changed the name is specifically to piss me off.
I tell you what, man, that's in the world of radio, whether it be internet radio or mainstream or terrestrial radio or satellite radio, it doesn't matter. There's a lot of thievery that goes on. There's a lot of stealing, and then some of it's kind of slight. Some of it's kind of, well, it's sort of. Well,
can I encapsulate this here?
Sure.
It's not just radio. It's also print. It's also a blog. Names and so on, and there's ideas, movie ideas, songs, every form of creative thing that you can ever conceive of, whether it's physical or metaphysical, will be stolen at some point, most likely, unless you're incredibly freaking paranoid, in which case you won't want to work with anybody and your idea will never get out anyway.
Right.
All right. So you have to deal with that. Because you come from the regular world where you realize that the psychopath's in control, you go to a slave job and so on and so forth, and people will backstab you for telling the truth and so on and so forth. You come into the truth movement and you suddenly think all that's behind you, that suddenly psychopaths don't exist anymore, that suddenly there's no such thing as lies or deception. Suddenly you're obviously against the bad guys, you know, actual bad people because you're in this movement. No. Everything that you once revered about the truth movement has been a big lie this entire time. That big lie has been put there specifically, I believe, so that people will have an emotional investment in a personality who will eventually let them down, and then suddenly you get deactivated. You lose your motivation. Don't do that. Don't put people up on pedestals, ladies and gentlemen. Don't defend people if you don't know what they've actually done or not. Okay? You've got to do your research for yourself, and you have a look at Pete Santilli. He has a laundry list so long it can stretch to the frickin' sun and back again and halfway around the cosmos. There is some scumbaggery the likes of which even God has not seen that this man has perpetrated upon truthers, mate. It's ruthless. Criminal. Entirely defamatory. Lies day in, day out. Constantly. It's unbelievable. My hard drive is burgeoning. And the hard drive of many other people in my position right now who have decided that it is in the truth movement's best interests to be rid of this person. Not because, oh, he exposes the truth and we're CIA and we're trying to get on it. That's just a lie he made up. We want to get rid of him because he is manipulating his audience with extraordinary defamation of a criminal nature, steals people's good ideas, subverts movements, and in essence, we fear that he may cause the deaths of people. The amount of gang stalking and comments and so on and so forth that have been spread all about Facebook, YouTube, comment sections, people's emails, Twitter. He's accused people with absolutely no evidence of being meth dealers. He's accused people of working for the Hillary Clinton. He's accused people of being Jewish. He's accused people of being child molesters. With absolutely no evidence of any kind, he's accused people of being repeated donation fraudsters. with no evidence, claims that he has the evidence, claims that he has the recordings, but of course never shows those evidence or recordings. Not entirely dissimilar from how the United States went into Saudi Arabia, precursor to the first Gulf War, and told the kings of Saudi Arabia, who they incidentally really wanted to make bases in Saudi Arabia for, that there's all these Iraqi troops massing on the border, and we've got satellite photos of all of those troops massing, and we need to now build our bases in your territory. The Saudi kings go, okay, I guess we could let you build a base. Could you show us them photos first? And they're like, no, it's national security. There were no frickin' troops massing at the border. Just like there's no CIA conspiracy against Pete Santilli. Just like people who attack him and allegedly defame him aren't breaking any laws because they're telling the absolute 100%, backed up by evidence, truth. Here's the truth of the
matter. How many times would you say, I mean, that you know of, has this guy climbed on board of some sort of movement? It doesn't matter what it is. This trucker thing was a prime example. But how many times would you say that you know of that this man has climbed on board one of these things, ridden its back, profited from it, and then just dump it like yesterday's garbage?
How long is a piece of string? How many times a day does Barack Obama lie?
Oh, that's quite
okay. Cool.
That's a lot.
All right, and I'm very, very afraid for my life, for my career, but most of all, I'm afraid for the American people. This guy is getting on Fox News. Howard Stern, he's getting out there. He's becoming one of the faces of the movements. Somebody who has started a fist fight with a fire chief in San Bernardino County.
Wow.
Somebody who is wanted for fraud in Georgia. Somebody who sold and flicked off houses during the height of the housing crisis for pennies on the dollar. Right? Fraud. Criminality, lies, defamation, gang stalking, abuse, threats, both physical, mental, and career-based threats. And he has the ability to do this. He has hacked people's websites. He has taken control over Truckers Ride for the Constitution. You go to the Truckers Ride for the Constitution page, what's there? A big Pete Santilli guerrilla media banner. And you know how much that frickin' frustrates me that there it is. My name, my concept that he stole from me. I told him all the intricate secrets of how this organization was supposed to work, what it was supposed to do, the 20 principles of honor and discipline and truth we all must abide by in order to be recognized as credible media. And he violates 16 of them within 3 days.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's one of the things when you were talking earlier about, you know, what this is supposed to be and how we should address this or how we should go about doing what we're doing. I fully agree with everything you said. Absolutely, 100%. And don't put your full faith into one person or two people and believe everything they say. Because I've been guilty of screwing up and reading a fake story. And then I would come back on because I'm man enough to come back on the air and say, hey, I was wrong. This was a fake story. Please beware. And now I've kind of whittled my websites down that I go to, you know, my go-to sites to get news and information off of. I kind of whittled it down away from these other sites. So I definitely agree with that. And the fact that this man is out here and giving, and that's one of the things that pisses me off more than anything, is somebody that goes out there and somehow gets into the limelight, somehow gets into the mainstream.
Do you want me to tell you how he does it?
How?
Same way he does it to everybody. He tells them exactly what they really, really wish to hear. So let's take Suzanne Posel, OccupyCorporatism.com. She wants to get her news out. She's already one of the top article writers in the world right now. Her website just breached the 10,000 mark rankings on Alexa.com. That's an incredible achievement.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? And Pete Santilli tells her, I'm going to give you radio coverage every day with the Bunker News Break. I'm going to do this for you. I'm going to catapult your career and so on and so forth. So she signs up. She starts doing the Bunker News Break. And after a while, she starts getting a little bit of suspicion that something wrong is going on here. There's nowhere near the amount of hits that he said that they'd be getting. And also, when he starts talking to me about doing this guerrilla media thing, he winds up buying up all the websites and all of that. And after we have a conversation about him and his disastrous, quote, Pete Santilli, train wreck interview with Jim Fetzer, and then calls back in to Dr. Kevin Barrett's show while he's interviewing Jim Fetzer to further exacerbate the situation on the same network, American Freedom Radio, triggering an infighting complex within the network in which you're in. That is just poor manners. Not to mention the fact that he recorded Professor Fetzer during the commercial breaks when he did not know he was being recorded, and then published it online in its entirety. You don't do that. Wow. If you have honor. That's you don't do that.
Yeah, that's just low. You know,
the guy is lower than snake manure. It is beyond a joke.
So what do we do, Vinny? I mean, what do we do?
Okay, I just want to continue to explain how he approaches people. Okay. He approached me by saying, guerrilla media, oh, yeah, that's a great name. It's a great concept. We want to take it everywhere. We want to go wherever you want to go, Vinny. Yes, I'll let you be the front man. Yes, I'll let you come up with all of these rules. Yes, I'll have the controlling stake, and you're going to do everything, and we're all going to work together and pick the host and so on and so forth that we do. And so naturally, he gets fired from American Freedom Radio because he's just been so dishonest and so terrible in his behavior just in general. And then he goes on and starts saying that the network of American Freedom Radio is all full of shills and CIA and so on and so forth. Goes on and says that I'm not anything to do with guerrilla media, that he came up with the name and the original concept when I have the very recordings that prove otherwise. 2.5 hours I explained all of the intricate details of the command structure, the protocols to ensure everybody's journalistic freedom and credibility, and in order to ensure that they were all held accountable for the words of their voice and actions, so that they could not be corrupted, so that they could not spread misinformation or lies, and they can always retract what they do if they do get something wrong and be utterly forgiven for being honest and having integrity enough to do so. And then he comes out, takes it all. Right? So this is what he did with the Constitution Movement as well. Approaches people, says, I'm great, I'm blah, 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 I'm going to do such and such and so for you, and then leaves them in a ditch. Okay? This must be that's why I said to you, how long is a piece of string? How many lies does Barack Obama say? Because he does this to everybody he meets that trusts him with any information, any idea, any movement, any money, any company, any personal information. He records every single phone call surreptitiously for use of blackmail later. Okay? Never, under any circumstances, communicate with this person in private and tell him any personal details or tell him any good ideas or do anything with him. Phase him out. Psychopaths need an audience, ladies and gentlemen. And those of you that listen to him are feeding that energy vampire. He needs an entourage. He needs a following. And sure enough, he has one. He uses these people as a little gang of cronies and gang stalkers. Any page on Facebook that I have ever put up talking about the truth regarding Mr. Pete Santilli has been attacked relentlessly, day after day, comment after comment, fake YouTube channel after fake Facebook profile, endlessly. You cannot, under any circumstances, take on this person and expect that there will be no repercussions. He really doesn't like me, and he really doesn't like Suzanne Posel, most of all. That's why he's bought SuzannePosel.com, which is illegal. You can't buy a celebrity's name website. You can buy Suzanne Posel Exposed or something like that, but you can't actually take the namesake off of a celebrity in a website. And he knows that we have all the evidence of what he's stolen, what he's done, have screenshots of all his comments, all his defamation, and absolutely everything. That's why he picks on us more than he picks on anybody else. But he does pick on everybody else nonetheless. He always is violent. vile venom and threats and defamation. You know, he called me a pedophile, right?
See, that's...
And I even have the screenshot right here where he admits that he knows that I'm not a pedophile, but was just saying it anyway. If Vinny can just make up Shiite Muslim about me, I'm paraphrasing here,
right,
stealing 500 grand, why can't I fabricate a story about him being a child molester? I wonder how he feels having an outrageous claim put out on the internet and having to defend something made up out of thin air. Vinny, looks like you need to prove you are not a child molester. Better get cracking, you little boy diddler.
Well, that's the problem I have, especially with social media. I used to be involved with people, and, you know, I kind of jumped on board for, you know, some of the stuff. I didn't go quite that far, but I know people that have, and people don't understand. You don't understand the ramifications of what you say about people and whether or not it's true, or it doesn't matter if it's true or not. People are going to think that it is because most people on social media have a need. They need to be liked. They need to be worshipped. You know, they want to have, they need that attention, and they're going to take that and run with it. And it's just, it's disgusting. It's awful. And personally, I could care less. I'm in the process of getting rid of my Twitter accounts. I might keep Facebook around for a while, but I'm just disgusted with it, Vinny. It's just ridiculous what people do these days.
Well, if you like that, you're going to love this. This is Pete Santilli's Facebook post. Everyone saying that, quote, Pete Santilli has stolen 500 grand has been convicted of felony child molestation. Anyone who has ever come out against Pete Santilli for stealing money is banging fourth graders when no one is looking. 99% of them are practicing incest.
Wow.
Okay, in his own words, you mean, look, you don't get it, do you, folks? We're not dealing with a normal human being here. We're talking about somebody who is, on the surface at least, a complete social psychopath, has no scruples whatsoever, will lie consistently, never feel any guilt of any kind. He's a dangerous man, and he must be dethroned, lest he bring down the country and the movements with him.
Absolutely, I agree. We got to go to a quick break here. We'll be right back. Vinny Eastwood is the guest. We're going to talk a little bit about Diane Reedy as well. Please stay tuned. Come right on back. OrionTalkRadio.com. This is Broken Man Radio.
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories concerning the attacks of September the 11th. Malicious lies that attempt to shift the blame away from the terrorists themselves, away from the guilty.
People are always asking me, yo, Gemini, what's your angle? Are you a devil or an angel? And I say both, as I continue to blame the Knights Templar and the Hospitallers. The real reason...
Welcome back to Broken Man Radio, OrionTalkRadio.com. We have on the air with us live right now, Vinny Eastwood, all the way from New Zealand, TheVinnyEastwoodShow.com. If you ever listen to this guy, and I know Tim Watts, the station manager, I know he listens to Vinny. He was commenting earlier that he had listened to the show earlier today on autism. Please go to TheVinnyEastwoodShow.com and download the archives and check him out. He's a fantastic and a hilarious show host. I wish you were privy to our conversations during the break, because and the meditation audio that I'm going to include in the podcast, it only can be included in the podcast. You're going to love it, live it, love it. That's what I say. And I'll have the file separately on the website, brokenmanradio.com, as well, so that you can download that and maybe make it a ringtone. Maybe when you're feeling blue, you could just flip that thing right on. And it'll put you in the right mood, you might say. So, Vinny,
I don't think I've ever actually seen anything anywhere where you can listen to something 15 seconds or less and instantly have your mood uplifted. You know, anytime you want. This is what I've created here in the form of the Pete Santilli meditation track. And ladies and gentlemen, you really are going to love it. Okay, I've got to put it on YouTube and everything so that the world can share in the love of Pete Santilli.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's, I tell you, I told you before the show when you played it for me before we went on, I was in a kind of a grumpy mood. I had a really bad day at work today, and I listened to a few seconds of that, and here I am. I'm all peppy, and I'm just happy now. It just,
and you're the second person so far today that I've done that for. I was just interviewing one of the truckers from the trucker movement, funnily enough, just before coming on this show today. I'm that up on my YouTube channel as well. And I played that for him, and he now also had a very, very terrible day today and feels much better. So, ladies and gentlemen, you can feel much better too.
See, Vinny Eastwood, he's spreading love, you might say. He's spreading love and calmness throughout the internet world. That's awesome. It's an awesome deal. Now, I have to ask you about this Diane Reedy situation, the lady that... If you watch the video, you see her stand. You see her talking to this.
Oh, we're talking about the chick who's like the stenographer or something like that, being dragged away for saying that the Constitution was written by Freemasons. Well, of course it was written by Freemasons. All of them were like 33rd, 32nd, all very close and tied to Freemasonry. However, still a good document, isn't it? The problem with the United States is not that the Constitution was written by Freemasons, it's that the people don't frickin' follow the document.
Well, yeah, absolutely. We say that all the time. They haven't for a long time, and Obama has absolutely basically wadded it up and thrown it on the floor and did a happy little dance, whatever his happy dance is, on top of it. The thing I wanted to hear your comments about or your ideas about were the way she stood up, the way she walked around, very much zombie-like. And the attention, and here's the thing, the attention that this thing got on the mainstream media, it leads me to believe, especially if you watch the Fox News report, actually dubbed the audio from the hallway onto the main frame of her getting up and walking around, because that audio was not recorded. That audio was inaudible, you might say, because the mics were turned off. When they're out of session, the mics are turned off. And they actually dubbed the hallway audio on top of that. I don't know why. I don't know what their purpose was or what their thinking was doing that. I forgot to mention that last night, by the way, but that is the case if you watch it. And then her husband is interviewed by a gentleman. I can't remember the show, but her husband is interviewed and says that she doesn't remember saying it. She doesn't remember anything that she said. So the state that she got up in and walked around and did her thing, if you watch the people that she is immediately talking to before that, I don't. What are your thoughts on it? Is this kind of like a MK Ultra type thing? Do you think, or is it just a staged event?
Well, I don't know. Let's say it's genuine. So a lady genuinely gets up, and she actually has a fundamental religious belief that you can't serve the Satan. A scumbaggery institution of the United States Congress, as well at the same time as serving God. So she gets up, she tells the truth that the Constitution was written by Freemasonry. She has a little bit of a religious rant. She gets away. They turn the microphones off. So it's clear what their intentions were, was to not let her say this. Then they play the audio after she's already taken out, and it's dubbed specifically over. So somebody edited specifically this in there. Why? Because it makes you look like a religious nut that will make you discard else that she said.
And that's what I kind of tend to lean towards. The only thing that bothers me, if you watch the video, when she gets up, the other lady is right there because they work in shifts. Stenographers work in shifts, and there's another lady right there, right, just ready to take over. She actually points to the podium as she's walking around, like she's trying to tell her where to go. And then she sits down all calmly, doesn't even look around. This lady's up there saying what she's saying without a microphone, but it's obviously they're sitting closer. They could probably hear it. And her back is turned, and she's just conveniently going along like nothing's going on at all. The gray-haired gentleman's on his cell phone. What, at least that's what it appears to be. Maybe texting, I don't know. People have been trying to figure
out. That doesn't seem really strange to me at all. I mean, have you ever seen C-SPAN? Or in New Zealand, we have Parliament TV. 90% of the people ain't paying attention to what's going on. They don't give a frack.
Well, it's every day in the government as well, obviously, and most Americans are not paying attention to what's going on.
Exactly. Yeah. The only reason why this is shocking is because you'd figure that would get somebody's attention. No.
Yeah, what that's do you have to do? I mean, seriously, what do we have to do as people on our end of the scale? We're out here trying to tell the truth as best we can, as best, you know, as we can gather it.
I say a false flag trutherism attack. All right? What if a whole bunch of truthers dressed up in black uniforms with riot shields and everything like that and just ruthlessly crushed a peaceful protest of people? And all those peaceful protesters would suddenly get really effed off and be really anti-police state all of a sudden.
Well, that's true.
There's no way I'd actually do this, all right? And it's the question that a lot of people ask, you know. You see all these evil people around, you know. We can approach them with cameras. We've accosted them many times, in particular mention of We Are Change New York and Luke Rutkowski. Ambushing a number of very, very high profile, very dangerous psychopathic people. And one would wonder, you know, it's like, why hasn't anybody assassinated these people? And I say, here's why.
That's the key. That's what I want to hear your idea on that.
Because only a good person with humanity in mind would want to see those kind of bad people get assassinated. The problem is, good people assassinate people. That's why only good people get assassinated and bad guys live forever.
Well, I can see your point. I just that's one of the very first things that I ask people when I crack the mic on a quote-unquote truther type show was, why aren't these people being assassinated? If we know, if our government knows, if our military knows, I mean, you look at all the generals that have been fired here recently. The last two that got fired were in control of a majority of our nuclear arsenal. And our military is just standing by and nobody's doing anything. Why aren't they doing something? Do they have that much control over people?
No. The best way to control people is to get them to control themselves. When you're disciplining a child, you give them an instinct to do what you tell them, or else. So they get so used to doing what you tell them that they even do things for you that are against their own interest, like going to public school.
Right, yeah.
All right, so, and it's the same exact thing that's happened to everybody. Everybody's suffering from a mob form of Stockholm Syndrome. They're all captured. They're all hostages. They all identify with their captors. They got no backbone, got no patriotism. Thomas Paine was a patriot. He once famously said that it's a patriot's duty to protect his country from his government.
Right.
And people have forgotten these very, very wise words. And I do believe that we have been, for a number of generations in the Western world at the very least, not specifically just the United States, living off the back of achievements and sacrifices of previous generations, so that we've never even had to earn any of our freedoms. And in so doing, just like a child who was born into riches and never even had to drive his own car because he's got a limo driver, never had to dress himself because he's got somebody to do that for him, never had to cook a meal. The man can't tie shoelaces, can't even make toast, yet somehow he's going to wind up ruling a good chunk of the finances of this world. That's what has happened to generations since the greatest generation. We've all had it too frickin' easy, and we don't know how to take care of ourselves. If you don't know how to take care of yourself, how on earth are you going to take care of anybody else, let alone save the world from a well-organized, well-funded group of criminal scum?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, what do you think about what Iceland has done, or what Iceland did, and what Egypt did as far as booting the Muslim Brotherhood out and kind of taking back control? Do you think that's for real? Do you think that really happened as far, you know?
I liken it to Zeppelin's got a lot of hydrogen in it, right? And it's about to take off. But the thing is, it's lashed down. It's lashed down with a number of different anchors. So you've got ropes over the front of it, ropes over the middle, ropes over the back, ropes all over that puppy. So to prevent it from actually getting out. So that's a metaphor for the freedom of humanity being lashed down in so many ways. It's also a metaphor for the countries on this earth, that we're all in a number of ways. We're lashed down by banking, we're lashed down by agriculture, we're lashed down by the criminal cabal control of important resources like oil, gold, silver, food, etc. Now, in order to free the planet, one country can't really just free itself, because that means he's then one country fighting the entire world government. And the idea is that any one person who rises up, any one lash of that Zeppelin that you cut, it matters not, because there are all these other things tying the entirety of humanity down. Things like that Stockholm syndrome I just explained before. So, if humanity is to be free from psychopathic rule, psychopathic infiltration, we must all become free simultaneously. All the bonds must be cut at the same time. This is my theory anyway. And that means everybody's got to be whittling away all day, every day, sharpening some kind of tool with which to cut your country, cut the line that's holding your country down. Sharpen those tools. Whatever that tool might be, some people, things. You can build signs. You can help people build nice homes or something of that nature. Everybody can do something. I mean, think about how many infinite species of creature that are living on this planet, right? None of them are actually unnatural. They all seem to fit in their own particular way. Such is the base of the human race, that we can all perform a function of some kind that enriches the greater organism of humanity. I think that people have forgotten that. They've forgotten just how powerful they are, just how essential their contribution to this movement and any other that they could conceive of really is. I mean, I've got more subscribers on my YouTube channel than the mainstream media YouTube channels here in New Zealand. The New Zealand Herald, the New York Times of New Zealand, I've got like 10,000 subscribers-ish, and they've got like about 5,000-ish. All right? I'm beating the hell out of them by myself. I've got the five-day-a-week radio talk program that was given to me by an American and the first New Zealander in history to have a five-day-a-week American talk show, because I know more about the history of America than the majority of Americans, which is a sad indictment on the country itself. And I see Americans as my brethren, as my friends, as my family. And then I feel that there is a domino effect. There really is. If America falls, if the last place that has a population that's armed to fight back against an oppressive police state, if she falls, and all the good patriots, all those people who value their liberty, the freedoms, the intelligence, the inventiveness, the creativity that America was one of the founding hallmarks of the modern world in, if she goes, what is there left for all of us? We are nothing. And that's why I feel such an intense motivation to protect America and Americans from the scumbaggery of the New World Order and any other psychopath that wishes to control her.
Well, I definitely agree that we can all do something, and I've said it many, many times that we can start at a local level, thanks to a friend of mine that kind of showed me that and made the picture nice and bright and broad for me. I believe that wholeheartedly. We can start on a local. You can put signs up in your yard. You can. There's small little things that each one of us can do. And instead of sitting on our asses and watching The Voice or American Idol or some of this other garbage that's out there and being so, you know, I used to be into sports. I used to be into professional sports as well. And I don't care anymore. I don't. There's so many things I just don't care about anymore because this is more important to me. And it's tough. And I'm sure you felt that way as well, where sometimes you get depressed because it's like it seems like you're not making any headway.
Let me advise that Jack Blood gave me. All right. He's been on the radio for years and years and years. He's made money long before he was a radio show host in this movement. I said, Jack, give me two pieces of advice that'll help me to be a long-standing radio show host. And he says, okay, number one, drink. All right. If you don't drink, you lose your freaking mind. Number two, take the money. Okay, if somebody's offering you money and they're not asking you to compromise your message, if they're not trying to subvert you, if they're not paying you off, then just take the frickin' money and keep talking the truth. Because the only reason why people are offering it to you in the first place is because they don't want anything back in return. You've already done something that is worth that money, and I just hope that they can continue to enjoy it. All right? When I ask for donations, when I'm in real deep trouble, my listeners always bail me out. And it's because I don't use them like a cash flow machine or something like that. I use every dollar that I get donated at thevinnyeastwoodshow.com. There's Vinny with a Y, because this is the most important question, and Eastwood doesn't go ahead, make my news. Every donated there. It's just me surviving, you know? Food, electricity, rent, gas, fixing up a car, and occasionally, if I'm very lucky and I get enough decent donations, I get more equipment, you know, so I can actually upgrade what it is that I'm doing for people.
Right.
I'm giving activists a platform, man. These people are going out there. They're doing all what I real work of the truth movement, the real work. I mean, I'm just a douchebag with a radio show. These people have their homes raided by police. They have their children snatched off them. They have their businesses that are worth hundreds of thousands of dollars decimated and destroyed because of the information that they possess, because of the scumbaggery that they exposed. I have nothing like they do. And nobody's there to give them a voice. And that's why I do what I do, to ensure that they get the voice that they deserve out there, amplified, propagated. Because once these ideas take hold, once the information comes out, the genie can never be put back in the bottle. It's only a matter of time until we expose all the scumbaggery and get these criminals locked away where they should be.
We got 2 minutes, Vinny, and I want to know, you know, in your honest opinion, do we have a fighting chance as the worldwide? I'm not talking about just us here in the United States. I'm talking about worldwide. Do we have a fighting chance?
Well, of course we do, because you look at history worldwide. This has happened hundreds of times. Even if you include ancient history, maybe it's happened even thousands of times, where bad guys rise up, get a lot of control, and then they get taken out by good guys, and then people get freedom for a couple of hundred years. And then bad guys take control again, and then the good guys take them out, and then people get freedom and goodness again. Okay, it happens over and over and over and over and over and over. It's the one constant of that good triumphs over evil, only to be defeated once it gets too lazy to realize that it needs to be eternally vigilant. Right. Now we are becoming a lot more vigilant, are we not? This movement was nowhere near as big as it was even last month. It's an exponential growth pattern. It is inevitable, as Agent Smith would say.
Absolutely, absolutely.
We've already won. We're just going through the motions here, all right? And that's the thing. PsyOps is very effective because all you do, like I said, you get the people to enslave themselves. You convince the people that they got nothing, right? When the reality is you're the one holding all the keys to all the doors for every conspiracy that is attacking you. You could be the one person that embodies a spine on a cactus that would give them a little prick to remind them, play your part, protect the cactus.
Absolutely. I couldn't have said it any better. I want to thank you again. Go to thevinnyeastwoodshow.com for everything Vinny Eastwood. He's a he's a patriot in New Zealand. It's incredible how much you've done for the movement, for people that are so interested. Thank you so much for coming on again. I hope to have you on again real soon, and hopefully we can hook up and do some other things. I really do appreciate it, sir.
You're welcome.
We will be back tomorrow night. This is Broken Man Radio, OrionTalkRadio.com. And remember, the meditation audio will be on the podcast. Make sure you check that out. You're going to love it, I promise. We love you guys.